Hello, hello, my beloved, and welcome to the Body Led Business Podcast. I am your host, Ulrika Wallan, and I am so grateful that you are tuning in for today's conversation. Today, I will be leading quite a different conversation than usual. I will not be speaking too much about business strategy, teachings, trainings. I will be revealing my heart. I will be speaking about community, both our professional community and also our personal community in real life. I will begin this podcast episode with the first one, our professional business community. And then in the second part, I will be sharing some more vulnerable stories about my own personal community. So stay tuned until the end of this conversation. So I want to begin this podcast episode with the words that there's no way I would be having the life, the relationship, the business, the freedom that I have without the support of my sisters and my mentors. There was a time in my life, in the first and the second year of my business, where I was working so much. I was working long hours. Things were going really well, but I was still believing that the more I work, the more money I make. So I was working lots of hours, and by the time I would be done with my day of work, I would feel so tired that I had very little energy to give to my community. I remember there was a time where I went to see my dear friend Morgan. I love you, Morgan, if you're listening. And she's been such a dear friend because she loves me so unconditionally, and I love her so unconditionally as well. And I came to her house. It was about 8 p.m. and I was so tired. I had also driven on the motorbike for half an hour. I was so tired that all I could do is just lay down and be silent together. And I love her because she just held me in her arms as I allow myself to feel the sadness of, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I giving my best energy to work? And now I have nothing to give to this woman that I love so deeply, right? And there were, of course, many other times where I would finish work and I would feel that, yeah, I have this commitment, but I'm just tired. Maybe I'm just going to stay home and watch a movie, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's days where we just need to prioritize our rest and our relaxation. But also, this is not the kind of life I want to live. I don't want to cancel on my friends because I work too hard. It's okay to cancel on people, yes, and honor your boundaries and so on. However, if I cancel on my friends, I want to cancel because I just genuinely need to rest, but not because I am fucking exhausted and I am depleted because I worked too hard, right? So I know that I'm really raising the bar so high in life. But remember, we are now creating a movement where we as women get to have it all. A beautiful, spacious business, and also an incredible network of support, and a sacred union and the energy to show up beautifully and powerfully in all areas of our lives. So let's speak a little bit more about our professional community. Personally, I have had a mentor since day one in my business. I've had private mentors, I've had group programs, I've done masterminds, I've done it all. You name it, I've done it. And I've had better investments, I've had worse investments, I've had all kinds of things. But the truth is, I've always had support. Whether one-on-one or in a group, I've always had support. Right now, I have been working with my current one-on-one mentor for over a year. And I love long-term mentorship because there is something magical that happens when my mentor knows me really well and I trust them. Same thing with my own clients. I love having my long-term clients, and my current one-on-one clients have been with me for about 2 years. And I know them so well. I know them perhaps better than most of other people in their lives. So when we are here to build big success, there's no way we could do this on our own. And this includes both having a team, outsourcing the things that we are not excited to do, and also having mentorship. So I can record a different podcast episode if you desire to on how to choose the most aligned mentor. But for now, just keep in mind that for you to keep on growing your business, it is going to be very important to actually invest in support and be surrounded by people who have already done this before. Whether it's a mastermind, a community of other women, or a one-on-one mentor who already embodies where you want to go. And by the way, also speaking of community in the coaching world. So a lot of people who sell coaching programs will say that there's community in my program. However, raise your hand if you've ever been in a program where they promise community and actually there is this kind of a dead Facebook group. Not much is going on. Or when you ask a question, there's no one responding. Or maybe there's a weird dynamic where people are just venting and processing stuff that's actually creating a sense of heaviness in the space. So curating a community in the program is a whole new different level that requires continuous effort, presence, and curation. In my group programs, I will always be thinking ahead of time, how can I over-deliver? How can I create an experience where everyone feels that they belong? How can I create such a cohesive environment that we are connecting together as women, not just as business owners, but also as women who have things going on in lives behind the scenes that are, of course, impacting our businesses? So this is why in Velocity, for example, we have a monthly sisterhood call where we gather and speak about things as women, like in the woman circle. In the last call, we spoke about home and family and motherhood and really sensitive topics. And guess what? Then the community feels real. It doesn't feel forced. And energetically, it creates a sense of belonging and connection that goes beyond the format of a mastermind or a group program. It feels human. And there is the frequency of this co-created medicine that elevates the whole group together. I have chills in my body. I hope you can sense that. So to wrap up the conversation around our business community, I want to leave you with a few words. Again, we're raising the standard pretty high here, but my intention is to really reflect, how good can life get? Can it get even better? Yes, it can. So if after a day of work, we need to cancel a sisterhood gathering because we worked too hard, we overused our energy, we're tired, this is not it. If we are focused on building a huge empire behind our computer, but then we are socially isolated after work, this is not it. If we want to be this independent boss babe where business is your only priority, you are just devoted to money and business, but you have no energy left to cultivate true community, this is not it. True community is built so intentionally and consistently. It's truly like having another romantic relationship. It takes quite a lot of work, takes a lot of showing up. And right now, I'd love to speak about the personal community element. And here I'll be sharing more of my own story. So I have always been a very big community person. I am very social. I love hanging out. I love talking with people. I love cuddles. I love connection, right? So I have a lot of Libra in my chart. So I believe that Libras are very social beings. So hi, that's me. And when I lived in Bali, I ended up living in so many amazing communities. That's, again, another story for a different podcast episode, but I have shared homes with 6-7 people. I've lived in another community where we had more than 8 people, and I've just always been surrounded by lots of people at home. I've actually lived most of my life with people. I've not lived on my own a lot. I think the only time I remember living on my own was in the Arctic. So I've always been very devoted to cultivating community, and I do have a lot of experience in building community. When I moved to Austin And it's somewhere is going to be almost 3 years of me living in Austin with some breaks. I had some visa runs, unfortunately, because it took me a lot of time and effort to get my visa sorted out. But it's been almost 3 years since I first came to Texas. And by the way, it's going to sound shocking to my American followers, but when I came to Austin for the first time with Kevin, I had never been to America before. When I say this to my American friends, they're shocked. Like, what? There's people who've never been to America? Yes. So that was my first time in America. And to be honest, I had a lot of culture shocks in the community. At the beginning, I was pretty shocked, to be honest, because I felt that people are more interested in networking as opposed to building a friendship. There was a lot of name dropping, which is not my vibe at all. There was a lot of kind of hidden pitching, right? Where people just see you as a client at the party, you know, drinking wine and having an awesome time. And then people just kind of start speaking about their offers and kind of checking out whether you are their client. And it didn't last a long time because I think there was something in my energy that needed to be cleared as well. So that was my first initial impression of coming to Austin. And I know that Austin has so many incredibly expansive, successful leaders who live truly amazing lives, and they have created holistic success in so many areas of their lives. So that comes with a sense of pure possibility, that comes with the feeling of, wow, these are such amazing examples of what gets to be possible in life. But at the same time, that also came with quite a bit of ego. And so it took me quite a bit of time to find my way through the community, which mostly meant finding my own pockets of people that I really relate with, because I am all about creating amazing success and wealth and freedom. But as long as it comes with an open heart, humility, and care for one another. So it took me quite a lot of time, to be honest, to build my community in Austin. Also because Kevin is Texan, and I love that because he's such a sexy, hot cowboy. And at the same time, I knew that I wanted to build my own community because I am not interested in having codependent dynamics. So Kevin had his own friends. Thank God I had quite a few friends whom I knew from Bali. And slowly we kind of built our own communities. And over time, we have built such an amazing community where Kevin has his own brothers. They are meeting on a regular basis. And by the way, he just left his house 1 hour ago to hang with his amazing brothers. And I have my own sisterhood community where we meet on a consistent basis and connect together as women. And then we have been building a co-ed community where we bring our men and women together. So it's been quite a journey to build that because, as you know, building a community will bring up so many relational dynamics, just like in a romantic partnership. There are triggers, there are hard conversations to be had. There is the feeling of, do I belong? Are these my people? Can I trust you? Will you show up for me? Will I show up for you? Right? So there's just a lot that goes into building a community. And we have had so many different phases of building this. We have had many seasons because of my visa runs, and I had to leave the country quite a few times. And it's been right now over a year since we have been back fully, and we're here long-term settling in this beautiful place. And this past year has been the best when it comes to community because we are fully rooted in this place, and we have been able to build something much more grounded and consistent and committed. So on a more personal level, having our own communities and also having a shared community has been an incredibly important network of support for our relationship. I love saying that just like kids need a village, a sacred union also needs a village, because it's so easy to fall into codependent dynamics. It's so easy to want to source all of our needs from each other. It's so easy to depend on each other to feel happy, at peace, and pleasure. And so for us, it's been this continuous work of undoing any unhealthy dynamics where there's this need to rely on each other more than is healthy, and instead see how can I source my need for entertainment, for connection, for intimacy, for being held from my sisters. And the same thing applies to Kevin. And this has changed our relationship in so many exquisite ways, mostly by helping us to show up for each other when having our cups full. So we pour into each other through our community, and then we can show up from a place of sovereignty and wholeness. And then, of course, when we have our weekly co-ed gatherings with other power couples, with other men and women who are committed to building the same community, then it's truly one of my biggest joys in life. And, you know, when we gather together as a group, it's not only just having big conversations about life and business and success and relationship dynamics and healing. It's often sometimes just watching a movie together. Sometimes is just playing Catan, which is one of my favorite board games. We love drinking wine. We love Senescal, right? So we make it really fun so that our inner kids could also play. And it's been delightful. And I'm so, so grateful for having built such a community here in Austin. So I would love to invite you, my beloved, to reflect. Where are you at with your own community? Do you feel that you have a solid support network for yourself professionally and also personally? What is your edge? Is it investing in an incredible mentor? Or is it building your community in real life? So, beloved, I want you to take a moment to acknowledge that you have already built so much. The fact that you are here listening to this podcast episode means that you have truly profound values of community, belonging, and creating truly holistic success that, yes, includes money, but goes way beyond money. That includes peace, health of your nervous system, vitality and pleasure, having expansive, healthy relationships, a sacred union, being powerful, being soft, being integrated both in the feminine and masculine. This is pretty huge. And I don't think there's any way we could do this on our own. And one of the things that we are undoing in terms of our conditioning is the belief that we are somehow meant to do this on our own. Why would we? Maybe we could prove that we are capable of doing everything on our own. But really, what's the point? Why would anyone want that? I don't think that anyone really wants that genuinely. So, as one of my ways to build such community is my new offer, which is a membership. It is my somatic membership where you will be claiming your full package life, where you'll be learning how to grow your business, open your heart as love, and also nourish the woman in the center of it all. I call this the holy triad to holistic success. And all of this will be done through the lenses of somatic work and nervous system support. So this membership is truly the most exquisite, expansive, unique place on the internet. I may be biased in saying so, but this is what I believe in, where you will be learning how to tap into the most expansive, nourishing, elevated life through high-level teachings, trainings, and practices, and most importantly, by being held in a community of other high-caliber female leaders who are devoted to living their best lives just like yourself. You'll find all the information about the membership in the show notes of this podcast episode. And if you have any questions, if you have suggestions or insight about this podcast episode or any other podcast episode, feel free to send me a DM. I love dropping in. I love hearing about you. I love getting to know you. And if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would be so grateful if you could go to the reviews section and leave a review and just share how it impacted you and your life. Thank you so much, my beloved, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.